News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. A day after it courted legal trouble for allegedly allowing access to child pornography on its platform, Twitter has been directed by the National Commission for Women to act against pornographic content targeting women. The microblogging site has been given a week to take suitable action. Taking Suomoto cognizance of several profiles on Twitter sharing pornographic content, NCW chairperson Rekha Sharma wrote to Twitter India's managing director to immediately remove all such pornographic and obscene content from the platform within a week. The NCW, in a statement, said it has also written to the Delhi Police Commissioner to take appropriate legal action in the matter. The Commission said it had earlier too alerted Twitter about the issue. However, no action was reportedly taken by the platform. The Women's Rights Panel has shared with Twitter details of a few profiles sharing pornographic content and has directed it to remove all such content within 1 week. The platform has also been asked to communicate action taken within 10 days. On Tuesday, the Delhi Police sent a notice to Twitter seeking details about steps taken by it against the circulation of child pornographic content on its platform. The police sought to know the steps taken by Twitter against child sexual abuse content on their platform and sought details of the accounts circulating such material. The Delhi Police had registered an FIR against Twitter for allegedly allowing access to child pornography on its platform following a complaint by the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights. Additionally, two FIRs were lodged in Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh against senior officials of its India office over the social media giant, putting up a distorted map of the country. The government has also confronted the US digital giant over deliberate defiance and failure to comply with the country's new IT rules, despite repeated reminders. In October last year, Twitter came under heavy criticism after its geotagging feature displayed Jammu and Kashmir, People's Republic of China, in a live broadcast from Leh's Hall of Fame, a war memorial for fallen soldiers in the Union Territory of Ladakh. China's attempts over the last year to unilaterally alter the status quo in Ladakh were in violation of bilateral agreements and inevitably impacted the development of ties, Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla said on Wednesday, and noted that an early completion of the disengagement process could lead to the de-escalation of forces there. Delivering a talk on global rebalancing and India's foreign policy organized by the Vivekananda International Foundation, he said India's relations with major powers have attained comprehensive strategic levels while maintaining strategic autonomy. We have carefully tended our relationship with the United States. It is an exciting and forward-looking partnership. India and the United States have also partnered with Japan and Australia in another forward-looking partnership, he said, in a reference to the Quad grouping. Noting that the rise of China and India's proximity brings its own implications, Shringla said Chinese attempts over the last year to unilaterally alter the status quo in Ladakh have seriously disturbed peace and tranquility in the border areas. These acts are in violation of our bilateral agreements and have inevitably impacted the development of the bilateral relationship. We have nevertheless maintained dialogue to peacefully resolve the situation, he said. India and China were locked in a military standoff at multiple friction points in eastern Ladakh since early May last year. However, the two sides completed the withdrawal of troops and weapons from the north and south banks of Pangong Lake in February, following a series of military and diplomatic talks. The two sides are now engaged in talks to extend the disengagement process to the remaining friction points. The police have registered a case against two ghosts for harassing a person in Panch Mahal district of Gujarat. A man who hails from Panch Mahal district filed a case against two ghosts in Jambugoda police station for not allowing him to work in his field. The man even alleged that the ghosts are threatening to kill him. On Tuesday, the scared victim came running to the police station to file a report and started pleading with the policeman to save his life. After looking at his delicate situation, the police filed a case and handed over the man to his family. Police Sub-Inspector Mayank Singh Thakur, who was on duty, told the reporters that the way the man entered the police station it genuinely looked like there was some serious issue. The man reportedly told the police that he was confident that the ghosts won't follow him to the police station, justifying his own stance of going to a police station before anywhere else and then filing a report. When the police approached the family members of the victim, they got to know that the man was undergoing psychiatric treatment and had not taken any medicine in the last 10 days. Before leaving, the cops requested the family members to take better care of the man so that he doesn't unnecessarily approach the police for a second time. And Pennsylvania's highest court threw out Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction and released him from prison on Wednesday in a stunning reversal of fortune for the comedian once known as America's Dad, ruling that the prosecutor who brought the case was bound by his predecessor's agreement not to charge Cosby. Cosby, 83, flashed the V for Victory sign to a helicopter overhead as he trudged into his suburban Philadelphia home after serving nearly 3 years of a 3 to 10 year sentence for drugging and violating Temple University sports administrator Andrea Constant in 2004. The former Cosby Show star, the first celebrity tried and convicted in the Me Too era, had no comment as he arrived and just smiled and nodded later at a news conference outside, where his lawyer, Jennifer Bonjean, said, "We are thrilled to have Mr. Cosby home. He served 3 years of an unjust sentence, and he did it with dignity and principle," she added. In a statement, Constant and her lawyers called the ruling disappointing, and they, like many other advocates, expressed fear that it could discourage sexual assault victims from coming forward. "We urge all victims to have their voices heard," they added. Cosby was arrested in 2015 when a district attorney, armed with newly unsealed evidence, the comic's damaging deposition in a lawsuit brought by Constant, filed charges against him just days before the 12-year statute of limitations was about to run out. But the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said on Wednesday that District Attorney Kevin Steele, who made the decision to arrest Cosby, was obligated to stand by his predecessor's promise not to charge Cosby, though there was no evidence that agreement was ever put in writing. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.